Go to KidNation.com now to check out our Big Break finalists. Get to know them and vote on who deserves their Big Break. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. I don't know where Kelly Raspberry went.
Where did she go?
She always leaves when Rhonda's on hold.
Eating up breakfast.
Yeah, she has to get her breakfast or something. But we have our friend Rhonda on hold. She's from Potluck, Texas, right, Al?
Little small country town. Uh-huh. Yeah. Rhonda's a lady that's got a whole bunch of kids by her common-law husband, Earl.
Right.
Oh, does that have to get, like, lots of presents for Father's Day?
Probably. I imagine so.
Oh, he's probably killing it on Father's Day with presents. But she's been a friend of the show forever.
She's been listening to this, and she just started calling in. But her kids, who are named after celebrities, are always, like, in the background.
That's
so
weird.
Let's just talk.
Yeah, let's talk to Rhonda.
All right.
Hey, Rhonda.
Well, hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This here is Rhonda.
How you doing?
Calling all the way from Potluck, Texas.
You doing okay?
Dang right you are.
I know I normally call to talk about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all the glitz and glamour I got going on in my world.
Yeah.
Not today.
Really?
Today, I am calling on behalf of the man I love.
Who's that?
Really?
The man who has helped me create most of my spawn.
Mm-hmm.
The man who, without which I, Rhonda from Potluck, Texas, would have never been half the woman I am today. Because he keeps me knocked up half the time.
Mm-hmm. Are you knocked up right now?
Wait, hang on a minute The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Mary Kate Ashley Olsen, you better not be eating none of my Vienna sausages.
Is that one?
I have been saving up them cans to practice for the Vienna sausage-eating contest at the county fair.
Yeah.
What? You think Vienna sausage grows on trees? Listen here, Missy, they don't. Spit them Vienna sausages back in the can and put them back in the pantry.
Ew.
Wow.
It's instant.
Was that one person?
Sorry about that. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What was her name again?
Mary Kate Ashley's one.
Anyways, where was I?
Telling us if
I'm calling y'all this morning because I want to pay tribute to the man who is recognized by those behind the counter at the food stamp office as my common law husband, Earl.
Oh, Earl.
Oh, Earl.
Earl.
How's Earl doing?
I'll tell you what. My Earl is a beautiful man.
Mm.
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd be a 31. You hear that, Big Al?
31.
What kind of man calls a woman he supposedly loves a 9? You might as well call her a dog.
What?
And not one of them cute, cuddly dogs, neither.
Rhonda.
A big old fat dog.
Canine.
With the mane.
Rhonda.
And missing some legs.
Hang up on her.
Missing so many legs, she can't even hop around all cute like. She got to drag herself on the floor and get carpet burn on her belly.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What you called your girlfriend right there, a dog.
No, it's not. You apologize right this minute.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
What is it, Olivia Newton-John? What do you mean we're out of diapers? We got paper towels, don't we?
Ooh.
Out of them too? Well, here, hang on a minute. Take my tube top. Just wrap it around little Joseph Gordon-Levitt's butt. Oh, that's better. Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You're topless?
My puppy's needed to breathe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I bother getting dressed up in fancy stuff like tube tops anyway. Yeah. It ain't like these kids don't see my boobies every day of their life.
Right.
For that matter, why am I wearing pants?
Still breastfeeding?
Anyway, sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's okay.
Speaking of little Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, what's up with him?
He is indeed the newest addition to our growing family.
Really? Aw,
congratulations.
There are no boundaries when it comes to the amount of love me and my common-law husband Earl have for having babies.
How many do you have?
Apparently, it ain't no boundaries when it comes to me and Earl making babies neither, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I figured out what you're driving down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with Father's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all going to do?
I'm going to give Earl something I know he really wants.
What's that?
We're going to make ourselves another baby.
Oh.
In the words of Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar, you can't never make too many babies. I'm sure they said something like that.
I don't think they
Anyways,
said that,
I got it all planned out.
Oh, what's going to happen?
On Father's Day Eve, I'm dropping off the kids at the 24-hour Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That's free babysitting right there.
I don't think you're supposed
to do that.
Takes
them Walmart managers a good couple hours to figure out what's going on and call CPS. So me and Earl got... We're going to be way done before that. So, like I said, I'm going to drop off the kids at the Walmart.
Yeah.
Head back to the house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And wait for Earl to get off the shift at the plant.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm waiting, I'll get everything laid out for our night of love and romance.
What kind of stuff are you going to lay?
I'm going to put out some fresh sheets on the bed.
Oh, that's good. That's a good touch.
I'm going to lay out a plate of sardines on crackers. Jeez. They was out of canned oysters at the dollar store, but I'm thinking sardines is close enough.
I would still wait for the seafood.
This gave me chills.
So anyway, I got that.
Okay.
Got a jumbo-sized can of lard and two sets of work gloves.
Wow.
I think that's just about all we gonna need.
Why do they need the gloves?
And me and Earl, we gonna be making us some babies on Saturday night.
You know what they say, no glove, no love, John.
Happy Father's Day. Hang on a minute, Kid Credit Morning Show. Robert E. Lee, I'm up on the roof and adjust the antenna. Price is Right's coming in fuzzy, and it's time for the showcase showdown. Oh, I gotta go, Kid Credit Morning Show.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, happy Father's Day, Jenna.
Jenna.
Oh, boy.
That's the first time I never talked to
you. Do you know how bad Rhonda just talked about my girlfriend?
I know. And she doesn't want to talk to us ever.
No, I keep trying to get in a conversation, and she won't even acknowledge me.
We should call her back and ask her a few questions.
No, you know what? Kelly needs to talk to
improvisational questions.
Now that Kelly's back in the room, Kelly, why don't you ever stay in here when we're talking to Rhonda?
Because I'm busy getting the Showbiz Top 5 ready.
Maybe she'll talk to you.
And I'm only four. I've got to get
one. Kelly would feel about Rhonda.
I'm not very crazy about her right now, the way she talks about my girlfriend.
I overheard it in the hall, and I don't think she was talking bad about your girlfriend. She was saying the way you referred to her, you might as well have called her those
things.
She was talking. You called her girlfriend a
9. It's
true. There's nothing wrong being a 9. A 9 is good.
We go back and listen to the tape.
K-9.
Yeah, this week Al called his girlfriend ugly.
I didn't call her ugly. No, I did not. She's beautiful.
We asked him, what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10? And he said like 3 or something.
I just said, J-Lo's a 10. She's a 9. That's all. It's a compliment.
You also said that your mom's crazy.
I said they're all crazy, even your mom. That's all I said.
So your mom's crazy.
I asked you, is your mom crazy?
And you said all of
them. I said there might be a little cray in there. Little cray.
Right.
Little cray. They're all crazy. That's not rocket science. There's nothing new here. They're all crazy, even your mom. Take that with you.
You said Dorabelle Mac is
crazy.
No, I did
not say that.
Yes, you did.
I did not say that at all.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to give that to your mom.
For Father's Day, I have a present for you. It's a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on digging.
You need one, or are you just good with your mouth?
I'm good.
Okay. You got that Showbiz Top 5 ready to go, Kelly?
I'll be honest. I still got to get a little bit more together, but I'm very excited to make this announcement about Jennifer Lopez. She has got a new man. At least that's the rumor.
And it's not
me. And I love it a little too much. I'll tell you about that in the Showbiz Top 5.
And now, a message from rhyming master Big Al Mac.
I'm just sitting here sipping on my juice. So let's go to commercial before I have to take off my shoes.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.